Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd say I'm glad to be home, but not while we're missing two kids.
Three, if you count Brinley.
And Badger makes four.
Well, as the only kid left, I'm gonna skip dinner, be in my room.
Birdie, I want you doing homework. No hunting for the island on Google Maps.
Sure, scary robots have kidnapped my brother, but I'll definitely focus on math and vocab. Good plan.
She's going on Google Maps.
100%. I got it. Hello?
Dr. Anders?
Brinley, where are you, honey?
Actually, I'm on a plane.
A plane?
She's on a plane? Why? Where is she headed?
I was getting to that. Where are you going?
I'm headed to, I guess you'd call it the Island of the Bots, to save Cyrus.
What? Brinley, how do you even know where it is?
Where's she going?
I've got Casey with me.
You're with Casey?
Casey and Brinley? Oh boy.
Gotta go. Wish us luck. Say hi to Mr. Anders and Birdie. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Brinley! Brinley!
What is happening?
Brinley's on a plane with Casey. They're off to save Cyrus from murderous hybrid robots on a remote, hidden island. But I'm sure there's nothing to worry about.
No, not at all.
That was believable.
Okay, let's try this. Casey has superpowers, and Brinley more than knows how to take care of herself. Assuming they don't annoy each other too much, they'll be okay. And as for Cyrus, he's with Holiday, right? She'd never let anything bad happen to him.
James.
Monica.
Do you think we'll ever have a normal life again?
Yeah. Sure. Nope. Definitely not.
Adam!
I guess knocking's out of style?
I want you to know, as soon as Cyrus wakes up, I'm taking him home to Juno. And when I get back, I'm doing everything in my power to stop you and this plan of yours.
Or you can do the exact opposite of everything you just said.
You kidnapped my brother and brought him here so that he can make you an army.
You could look at it like that, or you could look at it as a wonderful opportunity.
Thousands of versions of me running loose in the world? How could that be wonderful?
If you just give me a chance to explain...
You have 2 minutes.
I'm gonna need six. See, first, there's something you need to know. Dr. Whittier had a terrible accident.
Dr. Whittier's gone? What kind of accident was it?
He had a remote with him. He tried to take control of me and Cam. I had to stop him. So I did.
You killed him?
It's not like you're making it sound.
Then what is it like?
Did it ever occur to you that maybe I'm not as heartless as you think? Or that maybe some of your goodness has rubbed off on me, Holiday?
Nope, never.
Think about it. The plan is to make these robots in your image, not mine.
And that's supposed to make me feel better how?
You're always saying that my problem is there was no empathy programmed into me. You're the one who knows right from wrong.
That's why I know this is wrong.
But it won't be an army. Like I said, it'll be a community. A family with members who have amazing abilities and use them for good.
Is that really your plan?
You say you don't fit in with the Anders because you're not human, and you don't fit in with us because you're too human. Well, now you'll be surrounded by friends who feel the same way you do.
Why should I believe you after all the lies you've told? And after what you did to Dr. Whittier?
Okay, maybe I've kept things from you in the past, but let's be real. You get so disgusted with me for having no emotions. Well, look at the humans you surrounded yourself with. Cyrus betrayed his family over a girl. Casey was raised to be a spy. Brinley is so selfish, she'd sell any one of you out for her own personal gain. If I have too few emotions, your humans have too many. But you, you're kind of in the middle. You're brilliant and almost indestructible, and you care. That's the kind of being who can change the world. Which is why I'm turning management of the project over to you.
So you're just going to let me lead?
We'll be partners. Rule over a whole society of peace-loving bots together. How does that sound?
Bumpy flight.
Casey, I was thinking about ways we can save Cyrus. I literally have a million ideas, but here's one. Picture this. We hit the island. You create a giant lightning storm and chase after the robots with flaming bolts while I locate Cyrus and rescue him.
Okay, first of all, I don't create storms and lightning.
You don't?
No.
Bummer. Okay, plan B. You distract the robots in some other way, TBD, and I swoop in and rescue Cyrus.
Yeah, so here's the thing, Brinbrin. We're not partners. We ain't a team. I didn't invite you along on this mission. And if anyone is going to rescue Cyrus, it's me.
Fine. So let's say I distract Adam with a killer oboe solo.
You brought your oboe on a rescue mission?
No, but I can sing.
Adam would rather dump you in the ocean than listen to you sing.
Bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? Then you get to be the hero again.
Everything's a competition with you. Volleyball, grades, science class!
Science class, huh? What do you even know about science class? You haven't been in science class in months. I'm the one who's been picking up the slack in science class.
See? There you go again with the competition.
No competition, just facts. See, I did all my homework, put in precious time to the point where science class has become one of my favorites. So don't talk to me about competition. There is no competition if you bail on the fight.
I didn't bail. I never bailed. Everything I've done has been for science.
Whoa, that's more than bumpy.
Seriously, you have the nerve accusing me of bailing. I nearly died trying to...
landing in Amarillo, Texas.
Did she say we're making an emergency landing?
No,
I didn't hear. We're too busy running your mouth.
Casey, seriously, what's happening? This is crazy turbulence. Where's the flight attendant?
Probably strapped into her seat. Oh, this isn't good. Seriously, I'm going to die with Brinley Pasternak. Is there a crueler fate?
What are you talking about? No one's gonna... Who was that?
It was not good. That's what it was. Are you praying, Brinley?
I'm sorry I lied about cheating on that test in the second grade. I've been perfect on every test since.
Whoa!
Okay, and I'm sorry I ordered $200 worth of makeup online, then lied and told Daddy his credit card was stolen. It was only so I'd look my best for the concert. Oh, Daddy, I'm so sorry I wasn't a better daughter.
Will you please stop?
I locked Holiday in that closet at the concert, but whatever, we worked that out. Okay, but I'm so sorry I told Badger he was my brother when he just wanted to find his way home. Cyrus, I'm sorry I never told him how much I care about him.
Excuse me?
He's the best person I've ever known, and now he'll never know how I really feel. Even if we did kiss twice.
What?
That sure was exciting, wasn't it? Well, I'm pleased to say our awesome pilots got us safely on the ground. Welcome to sunny Texas.
Wow, so... Texas, huh? Lone Star State, y'all. Yeehaw.
Back up the wagon, cowgirl. Did you just say you kissed Cyrus?
Where am I? Ugh, what happened? Am I in a cave? What's going on? Birdie? Brinley? Casey? Is anyone here? It's me, Cyrus! What's that sound? Rushing water? A waterfall. Am I? I'm on the island.
Hi, my name is Mike Crane, and I play James in 6 minutes. For more great adventures, head over to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to 4th and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.